Hello.
Hi, Sri. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Ruben.
Good. Is now an okay time? I know you're a few hours ahead of me.
Yes, definitely.
All right. Cool. So I worked really, really hard. I busted my tail for you, and I want to let you know what I found out. I was hoping you can grab a pen and paper and make some notes.
Yeah, sure. One second. Yeah, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I've got someone jingling me. Give me one second. I'll just tell them to call him back. Give me one second, please.
Okay.
Sri, are you there with
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry about that. So I kind of went, just the real opportunity here is multiple to help you, your vendor, and I think do a lot of business. So I wanted to go above and beyond. That's how I make my living. So I went to the underwriter. I went to the underwriter's boss, and I actually went to the head of our credit department on your file. So I kind of overstepped some people, not in a bad way, in a good way to kind of get the bottom line. So here's how they approve the deals. When they now your business is a little unique. It's owned by you and your wife, but it's a transition. So as of the end of 2014, your wife owned the business. The beginning of 2015 is when you technically own the business. So the business has been there for about, you're coming up on 5 years. Unlike the working capital loans that you're used to, which are very, very high interest rates, obviously, equipment financing is heavily weighted on time and business. So here's what I was able to get to the bottom of. They scored the deal, they approved the deal. Based on the application that shows that you own the business since 2013, and then they traced it back from 2011. Since you only became partial owner, and you only became owner officially under 2 years, we have two options. If they approve this deal, if the underwriting deal approves this as a startup, you're not going to get the terms you want because the most that a startup can get is $45,000, if that. However, this is what they offered me. If we can put an inquiry on your wife's credit, I can submit it to the credit department and they can give me a yes or a no. I can't guarantee you anything, but I can give you a yes or no. If they do that and they're okay with her credit, they'll give you credit for the 5 years' time in business. The loan wouldn't go under her personal credit. The loan won't go under your personal credit. It will go under the business credit. However, I've worked with a lot of husband and wife teams, and they always have these, they want me to explain all these issues. I don't want to steamroll over it. So the first option would be gather her information, have her sign an application, social security address, add it to the file, see what we can get that done. If we can get that done, it's great, it's a yes. But I also wanted to go over some alternatives if for some reason that doesn't work. If for some reason that doesn't work, you're at a 575 right now. There's a lot of programs once you're 575 versus 600. If that doesn't work, it's probably just you waiting a month or two to get the credit up and reapplying. But I definitely think, based on my conversations, it's worth adding your wife, but I don't want to do any pressure there, so I wanted to ask you what your thoughts were.
No, we can go ahead, but then the credit was a problem, basically, like with my wife's credit and stuff like that was a problem. So last time I pulled was 602 on TransUnion, but I'm not sure how much. I don't know whether you pulled TransUnion or you pull from
We
Experian or I don't know what you
pull
pulled. So.
Experian. So I guess this would kind of buy me my plan of attack on this deal. So give me a second. So give me a second. And you've got my word, I'm gonna work through every step, so give me a second. What's your wife's name again? I can bring up the soft pull in her credit. What is her legal name? It's Nirani, right?
Niranjini,
Yeah.
NIRANJANI. Yeah.
So her score off Experian is a 523. However, and I don't think if someone tells you, hey, this is a good 523, they're just bullshitting you. But I think the things that are hindering her credit are a few missy payments. There's nothing that most people, when they have a 523, they're just defaulting on everything. They're not paying anyone. So I think
No,
it's one of
it's just a
those.
missed payment, yeah.
It's a
Missed
miss.
payment stuff, yeah.
It's a mispayment here and
Right.
there. So the way that I would put it is, I would say it's definitely worth a shot, but the one thing I don't want to do is, I've been doing this long enough, if I don't explain all this to you and I can't get you the approval, I don't want you to hang up the phone on me and say,
I
well, I just
understand.
won't do it at all. I want to give you a lot of options here.
No. I understand.
But I'll communicate this with Vincenzo. It's not like you're doing anything wrong, it's just more of a qualification issue than anything.
Okay, got it.
The next step would be this. Okay. I got her application, but I just had her name on it. So if she could fill out an application, she can just a new application with a company name. She can put her name, her social, her date of birth, and sign next to it. I don't need anything else filled out. Then I can send that in and see what they tell me.
So you're going to send a new application, and I'm going to fill that. My wife is going to fill that in, and then.
Yeah, you can actually. I can send you a new one, or you can just use the blank one I sent to you, and just have her fill that in and sign it and date it today.
Okay, just only the information, the officer.
Yeah, just the company name at the top and her name in the middle. That's it. And sign
I'll do it. She's right here. I'll ask her. Okay.
It's just a
nothing like a major default or anything. It's just a few mispayments on some credit cards and stuff like that. But immediately we went and caught up on stuff. Okay, we're working on to improve the credit also.
I think at the end of the day, like I said, the goal here, I want to get you the saw as quickly as possible. I'm not here to hide that. I'm here to get it as soon as possible.
Please.
But
yeah.
It's not about just like steamrolling someone. If for some reason this doesn't work, we can always revisit it. I can guide you through some of the credit. Because here's the bottom line, Tree. In 2 months, in January, your score is going to probably be a 620 because they're not going to have all these inquiries.
Correct. That's true. I already stopped a lot of things.
That's the thing. I'll just tell you confidently. Come January, if we have to re-pull and do a soft inquiry, your score is going to be well above 600. So what I'm going to communicate...
No problem. Yeah.
What I'm going to communicate to Calavincenzo is this. Regardless, regardless of us financing you, if this doesn't work now, it's definitely going to work in a month or two. So let's work on this, and I'll look out for your email, okay? And I'll speak to Carl's.
Okay. If we can try and get this approved with my wife, that will be great, okay?
Thanks. Yeah, you've got my word. I'm going to do my best for you. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.